Sustaining it live with Rita Steele on 95BFM.
Oh, Rita Steele, now if there's one thing that we care about here on 95BFM, it's doing right by the planet, because that is really the one thing that sustains life on Earth. And what better way to think about, I guess sustaining life on Earth than talking about the top three sustainable things you can do as a human being?
Well, they're pretty easy, I personally think, especially if you have no money.
Yes, forget about money.
The theme of being a student, if I can remember rightly.
Mm-hmm.
Top three, here we go. So, cut back on meat and dairy.
Is it is this three or one? Because I do love a good steak.
Just cut back. I mean, you don't have to give it up completely. You don't have to go, you know, vegan. Just cut back. Just go, hey, I eat meat 5 times a week. This time, next year, I'm going to eat twice a week.
Do you think there is a global conspiracy? Is there some, like, mega meat corporation which is just influencing government policy and truly trying to, I don't know, get everyone's money and destroy the planet in the process?
I just think that we've, you know, forever eaten meat, and it's kind of tasty, we love it, and it's got lots of nutritional benefits, and
just ease up.
Yeah, I mean, sure, there's lots of lobbying that goes on to support farmers, but okay. I mean, it's not a conspiracy.
There's no big meat.
You know,
I feel like there is big oil though.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, I feel 100%. Like the big oil is more powerful than big meat.
Well, because it's conglomerated, right, into like 5 companies or whatever. So, yeah, and same with mining, to be honest with
okay.
you. Like they,
are we,
yep.
Is this really where we're, have we got the big three? We've got big mining, big oil, and big
meat. Well, the
big
next one is a big chunky one.
Okay, yes.
Consume less. So vote with your wallet, man. Like, just do you really need it? And if you do need it, is the one with the less packaging, the, you know, better option. So
can I
vote
just
with your dollar and consume.
Can I say, just from a personal standpoint, Rita, I went traveling in 2017, and before heading away, I bought some new trousers. I bought a couple pairs of new chinos, and since then, as a human, if you're wondering out there, those trousers have long worn out, but I haven't bought a new pair of pants since 2017, everyone.
Go you.
Yeah.
I'm quite similar. I absolutely hate clothes shopping, and I would be quite happy if I could find like one pair of overalls just to wear forever. You know, like some sort of like Homer Simpson kind of.
You can do it, people.
Situation.
I look more like rather than Homer Simpson. Yeah. I look more like Stig of the Dump, but I'm getting by.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I clocked when I was quite young is if I was shopping for clothes and makeup and stuff like that, it meant I was pretty unhappy. I was trying to, like, fill a gap there. So that might not be for everyone, but worth thinking about if you're trying to, you know, get a dopamine hit from shopping. Go and talk to a therapist about that. It's not healthy.
Mm.
But also, you know, if you can buy, and that's the thing, like, I've got some, like, even singlets that have lasted since 2017, Johnny. Like, you don't need new clothes all the time. It's great. And then the last piece, slightly harder, it's requiring a product proactivity. Get involved, man. Whether that means join your local R&R, which is your resident and ratepayers, and see if you can help out with the, you know, with planting some trees or whatever, right through to writing a letter to your local MP, signing petitions, anything you can do that tells politicians that you give a fuck and you're watching them is really important. Because I always say to people, like, democracy is more than voting every 3 years. And imagine if you ran a business and you voted and you hired your staff and then you walked away for 3 years. When you came back in 3 years, it'd be a fucking shit show.
Mm.
So you have to be there reminding them that you're paying them and you're watching what they're doing and you're not happy about it. So even if that's just a quick email, you know, to your local MP, it doesn't need to be a big 4-page letter. It can just be like, hey, I saw that you did not vote for this. I'm really disappointed with you. That those things actually count.
Yes.
So, yeah, so those are my top three things that you can do to be a bit more sustainable.
Eat less red meat
and dairy. Yeah, eat less meat and dairy. If you are going to eat meat, chicken is sort of the least the least impactful one. It's about the methane, by the way. Methane is 28 times more, creates 28 times more heat than carbon over a 100-year period. So it's actually something that we can do pretty quickly to turn things around. Consume less in general. And when you do consume, vote with your dollar. Vote for the one.
Do you really need that thing? Yes. And if you do, participate in local democracy.
That's the one. That's the one. Okay. Tell them that you care about the environment and you are watching them.
Oh, fantastic.
Maybe don't be like, I am watching you, because then they might get the police.
Through the window. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, and thank you so much for, you know, another year of giving me a platform to talk about this stuff and not just rant at you at parties.
That's all good. Hey, Rita, thank you so much. We'll be in touch.
Yay.
I'll see you on Wednesday, actually, at Save the Bee.
Yeah. Save the Bee.
Okay.
That was Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele on 95 BFM.